League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Back in the building.
In the building. It's been a minute. For me, anyway.
We are in this week between Christmas and New Year that's like a black hole for a lot of people of productivity, but
no,
a positive space for rest and rejuvenation.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you utilizing that time?
As best I can, but it is not a black hole of productivity.
Nah.
Things are happening.
Yeah.
But there's good balance.
Yeah.
There's reasonable balance.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. So tell me about Christmas. How was Christmas?
Christmas was low key and yeah. I loved it.
Okay.
We do Christmas Eve at one of my sister's.
Mm-hmm.
All about the kids and just being together.
Okay.
And hosted my in-laws the day after Christmas. Mm-hmm. So Christmas Day, it was just the core four. And
core
mama
four.
Was like,
I like that.
I ain't cooking. We got to figure it out.
So
we had Christmas
food?
Dinner at the local diner.
Wait, on Christmas Day?
Christmas Day. Yes.
Really?
It's open.
I didn't even think
packed.
It would be open.
I learned another year where it was my core four and my parents. So.
Really?
Yeah, we looked into it.
Okay.
So if anyone wants to know what restaurants open on Christmas Day, I'm your girl because I know.
That's funny. Yeah, I heard that. I went to one of our local black restaurants in December. And I was just asking, like, you know, how was Thanksgiving? And they were like, Thanksgiving was crazy because we were all at work. I'm like, work on Thanksgiving Day?
Mm.
And it was like a lot of people don't like to cook on the holidays.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times restaurants that are open, they get flooded with customers.
I just wanted the break. I mean, you remember I hosted 20 for Thanksgiving. Mm. That's nothing compared to your 40 and 40. But when you're the one who's doing a lot and hosting, I that just took me out. I was like, yeah. I don't want to do this again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
Did you get the gift you were looking for?
I wasn't looking for any gifts.
Okay.
So
did you get a
so
gift
yes.
you were excited about? Was there one thing that like you were so excited about?
I did not receive any gifts, and I'm okay with that.
Wait a minute.
You're like, what?
Like nothing at all?
Nothing. Mm-mm.
Is that y'all thing? Like y'all decided not to do gifts this year?
We kind of have fallen into that.
Really?
The children got gifts.
Alex didn't get you a...
No.
Card?
Actually, I take that back. He bought me a cashmere scarf.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. But it was like in a gift bag. On the nightstand. It wasn't like under the tree with something.
Okay.
But he did ask me. He did ask me, you know, what do you want? And I'm like, nothing.
Yeah. I like cashmere, but if it's a scarf, I feel like I put my scarves over my mouth so the strings get in my mouth.
Well.
Cashmere is a great feel, though.
It is, but not all cashmere is equal, and sometimes they can be a little itchy. You know. I think he saw it. It was red.
Yeah,
he thought I would appreciate it, and he went for it. It wasn't like a, oh my gosh, I'm going to go
all
get
right, so what about you? What'd you get him? I know you got him something.
I did not.
Nothing?
No. Now, I will tell you, though.
All right.
We value time.
Okay.
We value time. I value experiences. And so we've had a conversation about getting a massage. We've had a conversation, you know, real talk, those baby face tickets that on air, you revealed to the world that I sold.
Yeah.
That was intended to be like a weekend, like experience. And
didn't happen.
It didn't happen. So, you know, It's all good.
Okay.
This is not a bad thing. We're not in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, some listeners might start sending me like relationship tips. Like, we're good. We're good.
That's good.
It's
That's
just
good.
The space that we're in. But we got college scholarships. I say I got discounts, college tuition discounts for Christmas. So
that's good. So a lot of the news came in for your
Some
daughter?
Of the news came in. So good. Yeah. I'm totally good.
I would take that gift.
Totally good.
If I got that gift, if my kid got a scholarship,
yeah,
I would take it. Actually, my daughter's been getting a bunch.
Of course.
She's gotten scholarships to schools where she didn't even apply, which is a huge blessing. And I'm happy for her. Like, I told her that by the end of this year, I will not be twisting her arm about HBCUs because she just ain't doing it. Like, she's just like, nah. She does not want to be far away from home. That's her number one thing.
That's fine.
I'll take it.
Let these emerging adults live. Let them live.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes. It's okay. I got one in one, maybe.
Yeah.
But number one was not at all interested. But that's okay. We might circle back for grad school.
Yeah, there it is.
You never know.
So this week's show is a little bit different. Normally we have a new word to bring, new scripture. New perspective.
Really?
Typically. I mean, yeah. This week, we're going to give you some leftovers. That doesn't sound good.
Reflections. Some leftovers, though, are better as leftovers than the original.
Yeah.
Than the OG.
How about a recap? We'll do a recap.
Reflections.
Yeah. We'll talk about some of our high and low points of the year. Give you a recap of some of our favorite episodes, We'll give a recap of some of our favorite episodes and some of our most popular content that maybe you haven't heard that you want to go back and, you know, have a listen to.
Yep.
And we always start with stats. So can we get into the stats a little bit?
We should. Okay. For the record, though, I feel like I'm obligated to say this.
Okay.
I will be doing some shopping for myself.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the gift of time. And the opportunity to just go get what I want.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Yeah.
It's already started.
In my household, every year it's like, I don't even want anything. Like, this is my wife and I don't want anything. You don't have to get me anything.
But
this year we put a cap. We were like, all right, I think it was like $150 or and we always end up going over.
Yep.
And then this year, ironically, for some reason, my daughter wanted to do some kind of a betting pool for Christmas where folks had to write down on a sheet of paper what they think they're going to get and from who.
Ah.
And then we put a couple dollars in the pot and then we split it with who won.
Mm-hmm.
So like...
That's cool.
I was like, I bet I'm going to get some clothes I don't like as one of the gifts.
Wow.
Always.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get something I do like. I know I'm going to get a book. I know I'm going to get some cologne, and I'm probably going to get some shoes. Like, and that's what I got.
Okay.
Yep.
Listen, it's all fine. It's all good.
The one thing I am probably the most excited about, I asked for a car vacuum cleaner, like a rechargeable vacuum. Yes.
Yeah.
Because the one I had, like, I can't find the charger anywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of paying to go get my car vacuumed, so...
Yeah,
I'm excited about that.
Okay.
Now, the doing of the vacuum, I'm not excited about.
Okay.
But, like, having it makes my heart
So I'll smile. Call up the missus.
Okay.
And you got to get on the unlimited washes plan.
So I
and
used to be...
And at least if you go twice a month, usually it'll pay for itself.
I used to be on it, and I wasn't going
you
my twice
going
a month.
You weren't going there to... Yep. Okay.
It
All
was
right.
just a money gift.
I was trying to help.
Yeah. So, some stats for 2024. Would you believe, Andrea, this is episode number 195.
Wow.
For the podcast.
That's impressive.
That's like...
Did you see that when it started? Like, did you even think about that?
Absolutely not. The crazy thing is it's how much effort goes in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't imagine that I've put in, or we've put in collectively, me, you, Tiffany, we've put in at least an hour of prep. Sometimes 2 and 3 hours of prep plus an hour on the mic.
Yeah.
Like, that's like 600 or 700 hours of podcast activity.
Also, one of the reasons why I was like, I don't know.
And for you, Andrea, This is today is episode number 30.
I'm 30. I'll take it.
And over these 195 episodes, we've had over 433,000 downloads. That's like that number like stands out to me.
So does that mean unique downloads or like if I downloaded the same one more than once on multiple devices, that would not.
Yeah, no, I think that would count as a download.
Okay. Like, yeah. It would, but it's not like I may have done that in the first couple of weeks, but
yeah. So maybe you're responsible I'm not really for doing like that. Of the 433,000. But that's a big number.
Look at me downplaying. Yes.
Yeah. And guess how much money we've made from the podcast? Like just guess.
I don't like, even know how to measure it.
No, I mean in terms of actual ad dollars, because you know they have ads that play. Guess how much ad dollars we've earned since 2020? $633.
Wow.
Off of 433. So for all of y'all like aspiring podcasters, like it's got to be more than just the money for you. Like it's got to be something.
Kind of got to love it.
Yeah. Not to say that you can't make money in podcasting. I'm just saying sure. We are not.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's not our primary, literally not our bread and butter.
Yeah. This is for us. It's giving back.
Yeah.
It's a way of kind of reaching people that can't afford or have chosen not to hire us or hire a financial advisor.
Or may not be ready to, may mm-hmm. not need to.
Yeah. It's us like creating equity in the world. And when I say equity, I mean like value. Like people are getting a tremendous amount of value. I've met so many people that have listened, have called us and said, hey, your advice on XYZ like really helped me a whole lot. So We do it for the love, really.
Yes. The thing is we can't quantify outside of ad revenue. We can't really quantify it, right? Because There are people who are listening who have invited us to do something that turned into a revenue generating opportunity. And you don't know that going in.
And I can't front. We've landed some new clients from the podcast.
Of course.
And that's hard to quantify.
Yes.
Right? Like we've gotten a lot of people that have known about us because of the podcast, whether they're listening or not, or just us being in your, you know, on your mind somewhere. Yep. And that's worth something. So top markets for us. I was surprised to see this. Our number one market in America, Atlanta, GA. It's
where the people are.
Yeah, Atlanta. Number two is New York.
No surprise.
And they got Brooklyn separated out. I love, big shout to BK all day. Indianapolis was a shock.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
we'll take it.
There's a presence there.
Houston, LA, Chicago. LA? Yeah, LA. Okay, LA, big market for us. Chicago, Marietta, GA, and Washington, D.C., Chocolate City.
Interesting.
What's interesting, we've done events, live events in Atlanta, New York, and LA. And when I say we, I mean predating you joining the firm. Like we did these a long time ago. We should probably do something in the future. And I'm thinking like Houston. Like that's standing out to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
We'll get three people
Let's
to show
do it.
Up. Now, surprisingly, when we did Atlanta, we had like, we did two events in Atlanta. Like we had so many people. We did LA. We had like not an arena, but we had, it was a big convention center.
Okay.
And we filled up a room. And then we did New York and we filled up a room in a convention center.
Was it attached to another event or it was, okay.
Yeah, LA and New York were attached to the International Franchise Expo.
Mm-hmm.
And Atlanta was just our own thing. And it was in January and it snowed. And there were two rooms full. So we got some love out here in these streets.
Yep.
So countries, I was surprised to see this. Our episodes have been listened to in 44 different countries across the world.
Stop playing.
44 countries, my girl. Top country, of course, U.S., followed by Canada, and then Finland. Big shout to the Finns, the Finnish.
That sounds random.
It Finland. Does. The U.K., Italy, Turkey, Singapore, Australia, and Germany.
Finland sounds random. I'm sorry.
It does. Yeah, I have no explanation for it. I've never met someone from Finland. So big shout to the Finland folks out there.
Maybe it's U.S. citizens who are traveling.
Okay. All right. I'll give you some low countries that also hit the list. We got China, Portugal, Nigeria, South Africa, Israel, Peru, the Bahamas, Ghana, the Philippines, Antigua, and Barbuda. Is it Antigua?
Antigua. Yes, I think it's Antigua.
Okay, let me say it again. Antigua, Saudi Arabia, Colombia, Switzerland, Greece, Jamaica, Russia. So we out there.
I had no idea.
Korea. Come on, son.
I had no idea.
Come on, we got love out here. Taiwan, Iceland. You.
What's more random, Iceland or Finland?
India. I don't know. I mean, people. No, I will say this. There are some people that listen to American podcasts to try to learn English.
That's fair. I'm not saying
that these are our listeners, yeah. But I'm saying like.
I'm fascinated, though.
Yeah, and there's folks. I mean, we're spitting good knowledge that, you know, crosses borders. So.
Okay. Uh-oh.
What?
Just the fact that you said crossing borders.
Oh. Yeah. Donald Trump, if you're listening, we don't want to help anyone but Americans. Okay. Demographics. This was surprising.
Okay.
Our biggest demo is age 25 to 34.
Okay.
Second biggest is 35 to 44. But we've got a lot of listeners under 24 years old. That was a big surprise to me. Hmm. The young folks who are listening. Another big surprise. Most of our listeners are male. That's strange.
Why is that strange?
All right, hear me out. We get a lot of people who reach out to us on our website, and we do calls with them. And like, if we get 10 people that reach out to us on our website, like 7 or 8 of them are women.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, the majority of our listeners are male. Like, so is it that the women are actually just taking accountability of the action steps, and the men are just listening to just try to do it on their own?
If there is a thing as reverse sexism, I'm about to be accused of it.
Okay, come on with it.
I just think there's a pride and an ego for men when it comes to impactful things like money, where they're just, they'll listen, but they're not going to call you and ask you for advice.
Okay. I mean, look, I don't ask for directions.
Correct.
I'll tell you
that. It's the same. It's in the same vein.
But because I know I'll get there, I'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. I actually don't even like to turn my GPS on unless it's an emergency. Like, I like to figure stuff out.
Yeah.
So I can see that.
Yeah.
I don't read the directions when I buy something that needs to be put together.
I try
to look at the picture, and I try to look at what I have and see if I could, like.
You're that guy.
And then
I can land this plane.
And then if I got parts left over, that's just the extra benefit.
Lord have mercy. Good to know.
Yeah. I don't like putting stuff together, though. Like, I have, like, an issue, I think, with visually following directions.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work for me. I learn best from audio, like people telling me what to do. And it drives my brother nuts because my brother's like, hey, read the book, read the thing. I'm like, nah, just tell me. I can't read it and understand it as much as I can understand it from you telling it to me.
That's fair.
So maybe that's why folks listen to podcasts in general.
Yep.
Especially ours. Ours is like an audio only because like video podcasts are like super prevalent now.
Right. Yeah. And you know, you've got me thinking, right? We're doing reflections, but we're also, most of us are thinking about the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And
uh-oh.
We might have to delve into some of the behavioral finance stuff for women.
Okay. I'm down with that.
Yeah. We're gonna need to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll see your behavioral finance for women.
Uh-huh.
And I'll raise you some video episodes.
I'm in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in.
All right.
Again, you must give me enough warning.
Okay.
So the hair can be right.
All right. Just get it right. Because we do a show every week. And like as many weeks as possible, let's try to get them on video.
Yeah.
I didn't know this, but even Spotify has video. Like our top platform is Apple Podcasts. That's where 70% of our folks listen. But then Spotify is number 2.
Mm.
And we've got 0 listens on YouTube. We're not on YouTube at all. So that could be a good big market for us.
That makes sense.
One thing I will say, though, like, we are horrible podcast hosts in the fact that we don't promote our podcast at all.
Yeah.
I'm talking about 0%.
It's kind of like a text message here, or I get a question. I'm like, oh, you know what? I co-host this podcast, and we did an episode about it. I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah. Our podcast is like, if you know, you know type. Like, I will say that the...
why are we like that?
I don't know. I guess it's because it's not our main thing. Like, our goal is not to be famous. Our goal is not to be household names. Like, our goal is to put out the info, and for the folks who need it, we hope they find it.
Yeah.
And that's probably the reason why I haven't been wanting to do video. Like, I like having some anonymity out here. Like, I don't need to be on Front Street.
It is a rainy weekend morning.
Yeah.
And I was hanging out last night. And the hair is slicked back into I can't call it a ponytail. It's too short for that. But it's long enough that I can gather it.
A pony snatch. Okay.
And this is, I would not want to be on video with this look. But, you know, it's what it is.
I think it works. Yeah. So we're doing a little bit of a different episode today. We're just recapping 2024. We've given you a bunch of stats and banter. When we get back after break, we'll get into some of our top episodes of the year and since inception. I'm Alan Boomer.
Andrea Gray.
And we are the Momentum Advisors.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Momentum.
Okay, so we're back. We're recapping 2024. And really, this is our first recap show ever. Like, we've been having a podcast for 4 years now, and we've never done a recap. So we'll recap, like, our most popular episode since inception first.
You're welcome.
This is Andrea's idea. I'll give you that. So our number one most downloaded episode, and this is, I'll give you two, actually.
All
because
time.
We actually have our content on Sean King's platform from time to time. And one thing I was really proud of is that, like, Sean King's number one episode was one of our episodes. We had an episode called Resilience and Grit Are Key. And that episode had like 25,000 downloads by itself. Like, that's a big deal. Like, our episodes average between 1,000 and 4,000 downloads every week. And so 25K really stands out.
Of course.
And what's interesting about that, even the 1,000 or 4,000 a month, is that our firm has 300 clients. And most of our clients don't listen.
Right.
So, like, there's a lot of people we don't know.
That is funny. Yeah.
And we don't tell our friends and family about the podcast. So, like, it's randos. It's strangers. I like that. So
let's not call people randos, though. Okay. I don't like that. I know what you mean. But
okay. Extended family.
It's people we don't. Yeah. We don't know.
Okay. So our number one episode of all time was a show called The Best Advice You Never Heard. And we did this episode in March of 2022. I didn't even remember doing the show. So I went back and I pulled up the notes. I'm like, what is the best advice?
What was the content?
I'm going to give you just a real quick rundown. So number one, never open your 401k statement from the day you start work until the day you retire 40 or 50 years later. And you'll be surprised at how much money you've accumulated over time.
Never.
Like, pick your investments.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Max out, put as much money as you can put into it, but like, leave it alone. Don't take a loan.
Okay.
Don't open a statement.
Like, right.
Like, let it be.
Yeah.
Like, don't panic because you hear the stock market's down.
Yep.
Like, you'll be shocked. Second bit of advice is for couples, live on one income.
Mm-hmm.
My dad taught me that.
Yep.
Actually, I guess we do it. I don't say I don't do it, but no, we do. Because one person works and one person does not. So, yep. I think this is better advice over people where there's dual incomes, though.
Right.
Yeah, that's better. Yes. Do you guys look at your income in your household as one is like to be saved, or do you just blend everything together?
More recently, maybe not from day one, and we're approaching 25 years of marriage, but yeah. It's been a more recent thing where the must-haves, the non-negotiables are on one, but the other one that fluctuates, me.
Yeah.
That's for the extras.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Don't trust people who ask for money up front. I mean, that's good advice.
Yeah, I mean, not 100% of whatever. If there's a service or something, a deliverable, you've got to.
I mean, a down payment.
Yes.
But like the full amount?
Nope.
Up front?
Yeah.
Like imagine a contractor who's like, yeah, I'll do your bathroom. It'll be $10,000 and I'll take that cash or money order right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Right.
Like even our services as financial advisors, like we work in arrears. Like we do the work first and then we get paid after.
Sometimes way in arrears.
I know. Like there's a family that we're working with that we brought on in like September. We haven't gotten paid yet.
Right.
And it's the end of December.
Right. Yeah. That is very real.
Yeah. But the reason we do that is, you know, it's to earn trust. But also like if you decide you don't want to work with us anymore, we don't owe you any money back.
Right.
Like,
we're not doing refunds.
Yeah, because if you pay up front, like you need to know the financial health of that organization to know if you're going to get your money back.
Absolutely.
So don't trust people who ask for all their money up front. Okay. Buy few things, but buy the best things you can afford. That's good. Good advice. Buy quality over quantity.
Yes.
Invest 2% of your income in you.
I like that.
And that's not just buying stocks and bonds and real estate, but invest in things that can help you to grow your income, to grow your ability, classes, certifications.
Absolutely.
Rest, massage. I mean, hey, that's an investment in you.
Absolutely.
Let's see what else. What else? Don't depend on somebody else for money. Don't want my wife to hear that one. All right. Be smart. I'm just joking.
I have no comment.
No shade. Always take a positive long-term view. Don't be a copycat. Let the job find you. That was interesting. Instead of trying to find the job, let the job find you. And lastly, I mean, there's so many of these things, but ignore the advice you get from other people. Like a lot of people
including
have. Not us. I mean, a lot of people have like bad advice.
Or just opinions. It's not even.
Yeah, opinions. Yeah, ignore opinions. Like, yeah. So that was like a quick little rundown. The episode, I'm sure, was way better. It was our number one episode. So the best advice you never heard.
Some of the ones that stand out to me topically, I may or may not have listened to them, but I really love the Adulting 101 and the Financial Glossary.
That was a good one.
That's a great one. Before You Quit Your Job, I like that one too.
Mm-hmm.
And also Investing 101.
Yeah. It's our number 6 most listened to episode since we started. That's one of those like so many people hit us up like, hey, I want to get started investing. Like, can you talk to me? Can you talk to my kid? We're like, yo, here goes the episode.
Yes.
Listen to it.
Yes.
Feast. Feast on it.
I love it. It's there forever. Yeah. You do it and it's there forever.
One of my favorites was Wealth Gap of the Middle Class.
Mm.
that was a big one because there's so many folks who are middle class who are good income earners, who are in dual income earning families mm-hmm. that don't have wealth. Like they've right. got income, right. but not wealth. Mm-hmm. And we just talked about the idea that even some folks who are homeowners,
yes.
who are house rich and cash poor and yeah. asset poor, you know, so that idea that you can be in the middle class, but not be wealthy.
Yes.
And how do we break that yeah. cycle? That was a big one.
That is not abundant living. That's how I describe it.
Yeah. So then let's think about the top episodes since my girl Andrea joined.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, and the interesting thing about this is like with podcasts, like the older episodes tend to be your most listened to episodes because it kind of builds over time.
Sure.
You hope your first episode isn't the highest listen because that means folks listened one time and never listen again. Mm. But for us, since you joined, our number one episode has been the sister tax. Which again, I think a lot of women listen to our show despite what these stats may show.
Mm-hmm.
But that Sister Tax show was your first introduction to the people. We had a nice little break. Like I think we were off for like almost 3 months before.
I think that probably has something to do drop. With it. Yeah. And then there was probably some fascination, right? It's the new pastor comes to the church and like everybody wants to come see what he or she yeah. is about.
That was a good angle. Like we talked about.
It was timely for sure. Yeah,
we talked about the WNBA versus the NBA. The prediction I made is that the WNBA is controlled by the NBA. And as a result, it'll never be as big as the NBA. Like it's designed to fail. It's designed to not make a ton of money. And I'm still kind of right on that. Like you may not like to hear that, but like yeah. it's an example of systemic sexism. And we talked about the pay gap, the idea that yes. women make 82 cents for every dollar earned by men.
Yep.
And that gap is not getting much smaller. In 2002, 20 years ago, it was 80 cents. So we went from 80 cents to 82 cents over the course of 20 years.
Some progress, but not enough.
And when there's a pay gap, then that's going to equate to a wealth gap. It's going to equate to a rainy day fund gap. It's going to equate to a lot of different gaps.
Yep.
And then when you talk about Black women, the gap's even bigger. And, you know, not only do we talk about these things, but we also give advice. Like, I'm going to give you some quick advice that we gave on the Sister Tax Show. So, clearly we need better laws. And we can't impact the laws, but we can certainly impact who we vote for and what we ask of the candidates who we support. We talked about if you're at a company, ask for a pay audit. What are the pay rates that go to men versus women in the same job? Just ask. Hopefully, if you're in a position to do it, then you're the one that's doing it. We also talked about making it normal for women to speak up and to negotiate. Like,
yes.
Don't look at, because the interesting thing is like men always negotiate
right.
in job situations.
It's like you said, you referenced in the episode around not depending on other people for money.
Yeah.
That's part of it. Part of it is take control where you can and speak up and advocate for what, not just for what you need, but what you earn and what you deserve. It's kind of knowing your worth, but not just knowing it, but talking about it.
Yeah. Know your worth and then charge tax on top of that. Another popular episode we did was The Questions.
Yes.
The Questions was really the idea of, we may not have all the answers, but we certainly have a lot of the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked a lot about the economy in that show. We talked about what's happening with inflation, what's happening, what's going to happen with the stock market, the bond market, who's going to win the election. And this show, The Questions, it was back in April.
Oh.
And like at that time, and we hated to say it, but we said that Trump's in the lead in the battleground states and in particular in the prediction markets.
Mm.
And like we did a whole show on prediction markets, which is also like a real popular show.
Yes.
You know, it's the idea that Wall Street doesn't just look at polls. Like Wall Street looks at financial markets where folks are betting and wagering on what happens in the election.
Mm-hmm.
But we made that prediction in April. We were hoping to not be right. And sadly, we were right. Yeah, so we went through all the questions and we gave a bunch of answers. And if not answers, we gave guesses. And some of those guesses turned out to be accurate. We guessed on what the Fed's going to do. And I think we were pretty right about the Fed.
Mm-hmm.
The Fed raising rates to manage inflation. We thought that eventually there's going to be rate cuts in 2024. There were. I think we nailed it, too. I think we expected 4 rate cuts. I think we got 4 rate cuts.
Did we get 4?
It happened all at the end of the year. I think we got September, October, November. Yeah, I think we got 4.
Okay.
So we predicted that. So our crystal ball sometimes is cloudy. Sometimes it's clear. And that was the questions.
Yep.
Another popular show we did was the tuition treadmill.
On it now.
A lot of us are on that.
Yeah, it's that time, right? Early applicants are getting admission decision and in some cases merit scholarship awards. And so I'm trying to figure out what's it going to be.
Yeah, and that FAFSA does not help.
Right. We did an episode on that too. It may not have been one of the more popular ones.
It was the same episode.
Yeah,
same
one. It was the same one?
Tuition treadmill and the FAFSA.
Okay.
Your memory is
that makes sense.
On point.
Okay.
Yeah, we then took it to all the treadmills. We talked about retirement treadmill, healthcare treadmill, as a business owner, how to save for your retirement,
all
to get off that
things.
Retirement treadmill.
Yes.
A lot of shows. All right, so let's break it down. Let's go by calendar. So April, we talked about the SIS attacks and the questions. Those are our first two shows. May, we were on those treadmills. Our last show of May was Stop Tripping.
Right. That's for the people who are stressing out. But it's like, we've shown you repeatedly that you are good.
Yes.
So live a little. Enjoy. Doesn't mean excess or extravagance, but you can do all the things you want to do and then some and still be okay.
I will say this. We didn't say this in that particular episode. We were telling people to stop tripping. There are some people that need to start tripping, though.
Well, that too. Like, so we talked about doing a stops and starts.
Yeah.
Right? We need people to stop doing this, but we need other people to start doing that.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you are not seriously making sure that you're covered for retirement, when I say covered, like you're putting away as much as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's the max that you're allowed to put into your retirement plan. Hopefully you're putting something away, even if you're self-employed, putting away money into an IRA, maybe a SEP IRA. Like, you should start tripping if you're not doing these things.
Yeah.
If you're self-employed and you're not covered by disability insurance, you should start tripping about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're employed at a company and you elected not to have the disability coverage, or you elected not to have the extra life insurance coverage.
Yeah.
Like, you should start tripping about that.
At a minimum, you should take advantage of the stuff that's available to you, especially if it's easy and or low cost or free.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've got to do that at a minimum. And even if you're in a place where you can't, it doesn't feel like you can maximize what you're able to contribute, do something.
Yeah.
You have to do something.
Yeah, it's not going to just magically happen that you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Like, we've spoken to a number of folks recently who are in their 60s,
mm-hmm.
late 50s, who have virtually $0 saved for retirement.
Yeah.
Folks who are putting away $25 a paycheck and feel like that's enough. It's not, my G. It is not. Start tripping. Somebody.
Okay.
All right. Taking it to the month of June. We did like a series of like really, really serious episodes in June.
Yeah. They were down.
Yeah. But I'm glad we did it. We did the cost of getting sick.
They're important.
Because there's a number of folks who have gone, will go bankrupt over an illness. And a lot of these illnesses, we don't have a ton of control over. If it's hereditary, if it's just in your DNA, if mm-hmm. it's your, sorry, if it's just God's will that you got sick.
Yeah.
Like, we can't control our health 100%, but we certainly can control whether we're prepared financially for it or not.
Mm-hmm. In some way. You may not be able to 100% cover or prepare for the unknown, but you've got to be doing something.
Yeah. We did Cost of Getting Old. And in particular, we highlighted the stories of some single women and single men who are living by themselves, don't have children, and are concerned about who's going to take care of them when they're older.
Yes.
And the need for long-term care insurance, or the need for just savings that'll be used for your long-term care needs.
Absolutely. And it's not just for the single individuals, right? I like to highlight, because it's important, you know, the life expectancies of women, the health costs of women. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we've taken care of everyone else,
then
there's no one left or no one who's able to help take care of us. So yeah. I like to say everybody needs a long-term care plan.
Yes.
And that doesn't always mean an insurance product, yeah. But it could be. It could be a part of it, but you need to have a plan for, because I know who's not a part of that plan.
Yeah.
Based on the people in my circle today, I'm like, I'm not relying on y'all.
The other day, we went to go visit my older brother. We had Christmas dinner over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving my parents. Like, I'm chauffeuring them as much as I can.
Yep.
They're getting up there in age. And my mom is like, Alan, please don't make me live down here. Like, it's too far.
Oh, no. I'm because it's too far. Okay.
I'm like, too far from what?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you're, like, having to live with one of us, like, what are you worried about being far from who?
Yeah, what are y'all, 30 minutes from each other?
Yes, 30 minutes away. She's like, please don't, it's too far.
It's unfamiliar. That's what it is.
Yeah, I guess
so. It's unfamiliar.
Yeah. So we're breaking down 2024. We're doing a recap of some of our high and low points. I keep saying low. There's no low points.
I'm like, where's the lows, man?
Yeah. And when we come back, we'll wrap up the rest of the year. Keep listening. I'm Alan Boomer.
Andrea Gray.
And we are the Momentum Advisors.
It's the pathway to freedom that's leading to the North Star.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Momentum.
And we're back.
Yes.
Breaking down these 30 episodes we've done together.
Okay.
So on the spot, like, what's it been like for you? I know this was not expected when you first joined Momentum that you'd be a media personality, but how's it been for you?
Yeah, you know, I've enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
Okay.
The time is real. And, you know, if I'm transparent and okay. I try to be, you know, you do a lot of the prep work.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an adjustment because I do have to, like, every week we're thinking about syncing up our schedules
mm-hmm.
to make it happen. So there's some effort that goes into that.
Yeah.
And, but I've enjoyed it more than I thought I would. And when I listen to comments or feedback from people that I don't ask it from,
mm-hmm.
but it's positive and they know me at my core, then it's kind of like, you know, one listener who is a friend said, ah, I like this for you. Like, it's kind of like ministry.
Mm-hmm.
You're reaching people and you're a natural. And of course, those things feel good. I know I talk about the male ego a lot, but I have an ego too. But it feeds my soul.
Yeah.
And so
that's good.
But it's there. I have to make sure I have some balance there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soul food.
That Come feels like an episode title. I don't know what the content would be, but.
Yeah. I like it. We'll do soul food
in
2025.
It sounds good.
Yeah. No, but you are natural, Andrea. Like, I knew you were going to kill it. Like, I had to twist your arm a little bit, but I knew you were going to do well in it.
At the end of the day, it's just us talking. So
it is. It really is.
And we know each other, so you know.
And we've known each other a long time, too.
You're a little bit funny sometimes.
Well, thank you, Andrea. I'll take it. Yeah, I've known you since the 90s, y'all. I've known you since high school.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, I mean, we had definitely had some gaps, like some long gaps. I'm like, Andre, you got kids? Wait, you got married? You got married to him? Yeah.
No, there's definitely some. I think that's Ellen's wife, an infant son, at the same daycare that my kid was at.
Really?
Yeah.
Your kid was at Bright Horizons?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That's crazy.
It was like mutual. We have a lot of mutual friends too. Yeah. So I think even in those decades long gaps or multi-year gaps where we didn't communicate at all, because we run in the same circles and know a lot of the same people, sometimes you get updates from people just because of...
We live in the same town.
Oh, well, we do live in the same town.
We live in the same town when we finished high school. I would say we grew up, but you clearly like to claim New Orleans.
Well, yeah, it was.
Because it's where you grew up.
And then I have family there too. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I did go to a high school there. I attended a school for 4 years.
Fine.
Yes.
We'll allow it.
I didn't attend high school for 4 years in New Orleans. Let me fix that.
You did what, 3 years there? Or two?
No. So I went to, they call it a secondary school, which went from 7th to 12th grade.
Okay.
So I started as a 7th grader and completed my sophomore year. So I went there for 4 years. So it felt like home. I spent more years there than the high school I graduated from.
So when you got to Jersey, did they view you as country? Did they view you as different? Or was it just nothing? Because New Orleans is not really country. New Orleans is like its own thing.
Correct. But I think my observation at that time was that it was viewed as country or just deep south, which is less than.
Mm.
But then there was this, you know, we talk about proximity to whiteness. There was this proximity to New York that I feel like the people here, like our peers, like my friends, that they felt like they had this urban, like, and I'm like, y'all, this is the suburbs. Like, what are you talking about?
Yo.
Like, New Orleans was more urban and hardcore than where we grew up.
Word.
But the view of the people who lived here,
like,
was
they
like
from the streets.
I was just like,
grass in your backyard,
that was
B.
Exactly. You have a backyard.
Yeah.
And when I saw what was considered the projects or the low-income housing, I'm like, that just looks like an apartment complex to me. I'm not understanding what this so-called hard life is supposed to be like. Yeah. This is not it.
Take that bass out your voice, son.
Yeah, seriously. So that was interesting, but.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It was more like certain words that would come out sounded different.
For you, that you would say or that you would hear?
That I would say.
Okay.
Sounded different.
Like,
and a few people picked up on that.
Example.
Water, insurance.
That doesn't sound that different. Water.
Now.
Water. I say water. You say water.
Something like that.
Okay.
Or like, and this is specific to New Orleans, not necessarily all of Louisiana or the South. The emphasis on certain syllables in a word, like people in where I grew up might say insurance instead of insurance.
Mm.
Or upstairs instead of upstairs.
Okay.
The little things like that.
I will say you don't have a real strong New Orleans accent.
Because I've lived everywhere. I've lived in a lot of different places.
Like, actually, you should be ashamed of your New Orleans, your lack of New Orleans accent.
Get me around my cousins for a few minutes. It creeps in.
Okay.
Very easily. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a communal. It's like a communal.
You don't even say baby, like
baby.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. All right. Maybe.
Yeah, it can happen.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway.
We talked about Bright Horizons earlier. Yeah, they knocked my son's tooth out. And my son.
What?
They didn't do it, but they did not witness whether, like, they didn't know that it happened or how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
We come to pick up my kid one day and his tooth is gone. And these are like, wow. He wasn't of the age where you're losing teeth.
Right.
And we're like, yo, what happened to his tooth? We're like, his tooth is gone? I was like, yo.
Oh,
y'all,
and they didn't know it?
They covered it up? They did not know. They covered it up. And my son then started talking with a speech impediment, like, because he was pushing his tongue in through the space. And then he needed braces later in life. Like, they never did anything about this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we were transfers. So we were at a different Bright Horizons location. Then we moved back to the area.
Yeah.
So it's just easy.
Yeah. But they're not paying us. So, hey, we could keep it real.
Shout out to Brittany and Monica at the Bright Horizons location.
You know, it was crazy.
That we were at. I loved them.
When my son was going to Bright Horizons, like, I dropped him off one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like astounded at what I saw. My son walks in. One girl takes his coat off of him. The other one hangs it up. Another girl takes his lunchbox and puts it in a little thing. I'm like, yo, he is the man right now.
An assembly line. Yeah, right.
He had his little crew, his little homegirls, I guess.
Oh, you mean kids?
These are kids.
Oh, these are kids, not
yeah,
the... Oh,
these are
wow.
little girls. Like, my son's like 4.
That's funny.
Yeah. They were like undressing him. Not undressing, taking his
life
coat
of
off.
The party.
Yeah.
But does this match our personality, though? Think about it. I think sometimes these kids come here, they are who they are.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is my son today is, like, afraid to talk to girls. Like, not afraid, like, to speak to them, but afraid to, like, assert that he likes them. Like, he doesn't want to be a creep. To, like, a fault. Like, girls will
okay,
be liking him.
Okay, I must
not
have observed him enough, because I wasn't getting that.
Yeah, like, he's never going to... Like, approach a girl romantically, my son, my oldest.
Don't say never. Because
okay. He's extremely reluctant.
Because in a minute.
Like, he'll have girls that are, like, hanging out with him, coming to New York to see him. I'm like, yo, so what's good?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, it's not like that. Like, bruh, she ain't take that long train ride for nothing.
Oh, wait. Are we talking about?
My oldest.
Oh, okay.
My oldest.
Okay, okay,
well, my
okay,
baby
okay.
boy. Oh, yeah, he's.
Yeah, yeah. I was like,
yeah.
What? No, he's, I got you. Yeah. Yep. Anyways,
yeah,
we deviate, we digress.
We do. Breaking down 2024. So we got through June, July, we started talking about black jobs, but also the Supreme Court. Like, that was what we really talked about in that episode.
Yeah.
The fact that, what happened to the Supreme Court again?
It was so much in the political space. They determined that a president is immune
from prosecution.
Yes.
Yeah. Making a president basically a king.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is what we deserve at this point.
I mean,
hey, we're getting what we deserve. We talked about your bucket list.
That was a popular one. I got a lot of feedback on that one. Yeah.
We learned from Microsoft's single point of failure risk.
I remember that.
We talked about how to make sure that you don't ever end up with no access to your bank account.
Yeah.
The importance of carrying cash with you every now and then, young people.
Hey, I got to circle back on the bucket list.
Okay.
Because I think in that conversation, I may have confessed that I did not have a passport.
That's weird.
Yeah. So I need the listeners to know, because I got some supportive flack. If there's a thing as supportive flack, it was like, sis, we got to do better.
Mm.
So I will let you know that the application has been submitted.
Okay. And just remind us, have you never been out of the country?
No, that's not the case.
Or did your passport expire?
No, I don't have a passport.
You've never had a passport. So you've never left the country.
That's not true. I have left the country, and At those times, I've been to countries that did not require a passport at that time, but do today.
Okay.
So Canada, okay. Mexico, okay. The Caribbean.
Okay. All right.
I've been to those places.
Okay.
Yes.
I got you.
But
no judgment. This is a judgment-free.
It's okay. I can't say judgment-free. I've already been judged.
It's judgment okay. light. This is a judgment light zone.
I've already been judged. So I just want the people to know that it is in progress.
Yeah.
I'm not in Switzerland right now as I had hoped, but we're making plans for that.
Okay.
Yep.
In August, we talked about what are my options when I'm leaving my job, and also the fiduciary movement, this idea that the government now wants advisors who cover retirement plans to treat them right. Like
amazing.
Like the idea that like not every financial advisor is required to treat you well, to treat you like you would treat yourself.
Yep.
And the fact that at Momentum, we've always been fiduciaries and we embrace that.
Yeah.
We learned financial lessons from the Paris Olympics. That's a good show.
Yes.
Go back, listen to that.
We also, I don't know if I pointed this out that at the time, but the women ran through.
Yeah, no, you did. You pointed that out.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, no, you did.
Yeah, okay.
You definitely did.
So yeah, just
that, that was a big part of
throw
it.
Throw that in there again.
Yeah, now the women, especially the American women.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, they did their thing. Then we took it to September. Financial self-esteem and the psychology of overspending.
Mm-hmm.
What's in the bag?
I was really proud of that one.
Yeah. Yeah, we broke down like how to know what you're invested in.
Yeah.
Because often people are like, hey, I've got a mutual fund, so I'm safe. Or I've got a mutual fund, so I'm taking a lot of risk. Like, are you?
Right. Yeah.
You got to know what's in the bag.
Got to know what you own.
Mm-hmm. Bad business. When we talked about in September, we broke down the story of a struggling entrepreneur and all the options on how to get out of a bad business and what to do, what not to do. Because sadly, there will be that outcome for some business owners where things ain't working out the way you thought they would.
Yeah.
NIL Millionaires.
I was proud of that show too.
Yeah. This is like a real big new trend that's happening in college sports.
Oh, yeah.
Where folks are making hundreds of thousands of dollars, even millions of dollars. Like there's, I don't know if you saw this week, the Duke quarterback that's transferring from Tulane down to New Orleans.
Yeah.
$8 million over 2 years.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's NFL money. That's NFL money.
For sure.
Like $4 million is what you would make if you were like a third round draft pick in the NFL. Maybe a fourth round draft pick. Yeah. And it's just, the numbers are increasing. Like we have a couple of NIL athletes who are clients of the firm.
Yes.
And for some of them, their income is about to quadruple because of revenue sharing that's happening at some of the big conferences.
Yeah.
Where the kids are now, you know, receiving some of that TV money.
Yes.
And like that's going to change the game. Like it's creating a new landscape where, you know, the smaller schools, HBCUs included, like are basically the minor leagues for the big schools.
Yeah.
They also added a rule recently, like in the last 30 days, where if you go to a junior college, it doesn't hurt your eligibility for going to a four-year college.
Yeah. There's so many downstream effects or unintended consequences, or maybe they're not unintended, but as the parent of a high school athlete that's being recruited, it also changes that experience too, because I have spoken to coaches at schools at different levels who did not have a single high school recruit or true freshman on their roster or in their plans for their roster because they're recruiting
just from junior
transfer or junior colleges, transfer students. It just changes everything. And I didn't really think about the implications outside of like football and basketball, but it's carrying over to other sports.
Yeah. So the odds of you as an aspiring collegiate athlete that you'd come straight out of high school and go to a D1 college in your sport on a scholarship.
Correct.
It's just getting slim.
Yep. Yep. Because the transfer student is already considered as proven, and the high school student is still prospect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's some exceptions, of course.
You got to be like elite, like five-star, four-star.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's some, but I think there'll also be some elite athletes that get overlooked.
Yeah.
I'm not crying about my own kid. I'm just acknowledging that that's a real part of this experience.
Yeah. Climate change in your pocketbook.
Yeah.
How all these storms that are a direct derivative of global warming.
Yep.
Is impacting your insurance rates.
Absolutely.
The value of your real estate.
Yeah.
Your premiums.
That's real stuff. Even if you think climate change is not real, the impact is real.
Yeah. Income, how to get more income out of your portfolio, the search for income. Are we better off? Well, we thought we were. We'll see. I just can't wait to see the folks who thought that Trump was going to make our lives so much better.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to see in 2 years, in 3 years, what their feeling is at that time.
Yeah. And it will be one of those situations where, you know, you don't want to take glory in I tried to tell you or I told you so, but I mean, we're already seeing some of it, right? Yeah. Some of the farmers who may have supported, and now with the threat of deportation and what that looks like, some of those same farmers are like, hold
on,
I need people. And this is a core pipeline for people to my business. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Asset Protection Trust.
Yep.
That was a good one.
Yes.
Topic that most folks have never heard about. How to make sure that your assets are completely insulated from lawsuits.
Yeah.
Your home, your cash.
Yep.
Cryptocurrency.
That got a lot of attention because of the crazy rally that crypto was on.
Yep.
Has been on.
Stocks for Christmas. Even though it's for Christmas, it was really a show about giving stock to your kids.
Yes.
To young people in your life. Getting them started as investors, the earlier the better.
Yes. Inspired by our engagement with the investment club. That was a lot of fun.
It was.
Got a lot of feedback on that one too.
Yeah. So the pastor that I mentioned in that episode, he made a Facebook post about like he had a picture of the kids that they would normally expect on their Christmas program that they'd be getting toys and sneakers and stuff. These kids look devastated.
Right.
Like they're getting what? They were like, what is this?
What is a stock? Wait, stockings? With that, toys in them? I'm not understanding.
Is that like socks?
Right.
Did you say socks? Are we getting socks? I don't want socks.
Aww.
No, you're getting stocks.
Right.
These kids were, so I put on his Facebook page, I'm like, look, I'll come down. We'll do a financial lesson with the kids.
Yes.
Maybe Andre will come down. I don't know. Yeah, don't be disappointed if you get stocks in your stock.
Like, it's a good thing.
And then finally, we did the last couple. We did The American Dream, and then we did Shopping Addiction, which is actually getting a lot of hits.
Mm.
So that was our year. That was our 30 episodes.
I go shopping for myself. Yeah. I did not participate in the pre-Christmas retail, but
the post?
I kind of started the process of making up for it.
Are you buying for yourself?
Yes.
So you're your own Santa.
I see something that makes me think of someone for something, an occasion down the road, or just because, I will also get it.
Sure.
I have made those purchases, but I am intently.
Will you buy your husband something?
I don't like to shop for him. No.
Now, he is a very dapper man.
He is a very particular.
Yeah.
And so it's an understanding that we have, though. I don't shop for him. Yeah. If we're talking about clothes, I do not shop for him.
I could see him at his own custom haberdashery.
Yep.
Getting his fit ready.
Exactly. We're already talking about what his 50th experience is going to be.
Yeah.
He doesn't want a party.
Okay.
But
what does he want?
He has an opportunity, so more free advertising. One of his best friends from college, is in fashion.
Okay.
And works at this elite bespoke boutique.
Okay.
In Atlanta.
Okay.
And
what's it called? Can we say?
I can't remember.
Oh,
I think it's I know. The word bespoke might be in it.
Okay.
I'll find out. I will come back and report the next time.
Okay.
But
I was trying to give him some love.
Yeah, but I also think it's really exclusive. Like, I don't even know
if it's a public. He doesn't even want people to know like that.
Yeah, kind of thing.
It's like the Momentum Advisors podcast.
So, no.
I got you.
I'm trying to remember if there are certain high-profile people who come in through an entrance that's unknown. Like it's
okay.
So I don't know. Right. Of course, that means it's probably in Buckhead, right? Like, I mean, we can probably narrow this down. I'll get a name if that's a thing.
Okay.
But he'd probably rather just have that experience.
Yeah.
And just not have any limits.
Okay.
So it's like, okay.
All right. No limits, soldier.
I'm good with that because I don't have to plan.
All right.
Cool. I mean, a little bit, but.
Yeah. Well, as we wrap up 2024, I want to say thank you to the listeners who made it this far in this crazy episode.
Thank you, everyone.
Those who've just been rocking with us week after week, month after month, year after year, folks who were not deterred at the change in hosts.
Yeah.
Those of you who endured my jokes and singing, our singing.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Guilty.
And if you stick with us through 2025, we promise a lot more.
Yeah, let us know what you want to hear about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you want to hear more about something and we haven't touched on it or we need a refresh, let us know.
And we'll promise we'll be more active on social media. That'll be a mechanism for folks to talk.
I'll try.
To us. Because we got our Momentum Instagram page.
Yeah.
Got a Momentum Twitter page, which I don't know how I feel about it in the hands of Elon Musk. Frankly.
Yeah.
So I haven't been really tweeting like that. We'll find some new ways to engage with folks.
We're going to be declared enemies.
Yeah.
They're going to come for us.
Yeah. Listen, hey, let them come.
But I got to also work on my own personal social media. I don't do much.
All right. Well, 25.
All right. We'll see.
In 25. All right. Have a great new year.
Happy New Year. Blessings and peace.
Wishing you nothing but prosperity in the future.
Absolutely.
Momentum Advisors out.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.